Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Dish Nation. Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome to Dish Nation.
What up? Welcome.
And it's Wednesday, and I like to christen this as a What Up Wednesday. We got to say what up Wednesday to our special guest, Moni Love, who's in the house.
In the middle, where she at?
Also got to say what up to our LA people. You got Heidi, Frank, and Eric. What's going on, y'all?
Hey, guys.
Well, later on in the show, we say what up to Tom Bergeron, because we caught up with him. And he gives us the exclusive about who is definitely not joining Dancing with the Stars. Plus, the partying might be over for Malia Obama, but the party is just getting started right here. Eric, what you got, yo?
On last night's America's Got Talent, Simon Cowell was giving his critique of an escape artist act and somehow, at the same time, managed to really piss off Mel B. Take a look.
I'm kind of imagining this would be like Mel B's wedding night. A lot of
anticipation, not much promise or delivery.
Mel B is out. This is live TV, y'all. This is
guess
live
what?
TV.
Now I'm confused. Was that recorded earlier or is it live TV?
Okay. Ooh. First of all, I just want to say that Mel B looked amazing. That dress was very cute. The whole outfit was put together very well. And I don't know why Simon would do that.
I could have gone the rest of my life without seeing a wet Simon Cowell, though. I will say that. Nobody knows that.
Yeah. Throw it on Heidi Klum. I'd love to see it.
All right, y'all. So it looks like the fight for equal pay is still going on, and it's very real.
Yes!
According to a new report from Variety, Amy Schumer initially made $11 million for her recent Netflix special. Mm-hmm. But once she found out that Dave Chappelle and Chris Rock were getting $20 million a pop for theirs, she renegotiated a contract to get significantly more money.
Here's the thing about Amy Schumer. If she accepts $11 million, she accepts $11 million. Now, she's going to go back in and renegotiate after she finds out they're making $20 million each. Then she is just whining and saying, give me the money because I'm a woman, not because I'm a great comedian.
No!
Not because...
I will actually drink what Frank's drinking right now.
And when you look at it, though, her Netflix special wasn't even, like, super that well-reviewed. And granted, you may hang out with Chris Rock and Dave Chappelle, but you haven't been doing comedy as long as Chris Rock and Dave Chappelle. They kind of paid the cost to be the boss in that respect. She's going to get there.
What would you do, though, Frank and Heidi, if you knew that somebody else was making more money than you and you could go back in and renegotiate and get a couple more million? You mean to tell me you wouldn't go back in and say, hey, let me get 5 more million since you gave them 60?
Hell yes, I would.
Okay.
No, come on. Let's put it in a world that we can all believe.
Can I get another quarter per
hour? This hypothetical. I can't wrap my mind around Heidi making $5 million.
Oh, wow.
Maybe Amy should set her targets on Robert De Niro. Now, he's slated to star in a new Amazon series by David O. Russell. The series doesn't have a title yet, but we know how much he's making per episode.
What is it, Crack?
$775,000 per episode.
Oh, God.
I mean, but you can't knock this man's hustle.
I can't.
That's Robert De Niro.
It is.
Not Soleil Moonfry or Donnie Most.
You're right.
It's Robert De Niro.
No, you are so right. Right.
What's Ralph Mouth making?
Oh, my God. Sandwiches.
Well, Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen taught their little sister, Elizabeth Olsen, a little something about being silent.
You should take their class.
How rude.
Thank you, Headcrack. So Elizabeth Olsen tells a story of how in interviews, she used to just sort of spill the beans, like talk about anything she wanted and never really worry about what she said because she just assumed no one was ever going to read these interviews. So her sisters, who are very well known for being tight-lipped and not sharing anything, told their little sister Elizabeth, like, even if she thinks no one is reading her interviews, there's still a chance that somewhere down the line, somebody could read it and then pull it and use it in a different situation, which could make them look bad.
They're telling her that because she's becoming bigger than both of them.
Mm. Frank is drinking the truth juice today.
Oh, my Lord.
Moni.
Elizabeth Olsen is the Cinderella of this situation.
Yeah.
They're trying to keep her from the ball. All right, guys. John and Kate Gosselin are feuding once again, and this time it has to do with going to the dentist. Hasn't he filled her cavity enough?
Oh, wow.
More details later about this. But goodbye for now, Atlanta.
Bye,
Atlanta. See you guys. Bye, you guys. Okay, so moving on. We are all officially old in the room. Yes, we are. I don't care who wants to join in with me or not, including you, Gary. Yes, you are old, okay? Because Malia Obama is now a freshman in college.
What?
Yes, and it happened way too quick for me.
Wait a minute.
She is off to Harvard, whether you like it or not, people. And just like any other parents, Barack and Michelle are there to help her, you know, move in her dorm, get her settled, all of that good stuff.
Right. Oh, but that gotta be awesome, though. Your dad was just the president, and he walking you into the school. Like, you know, I think I would have loved that and ate it up. Like, make sure my room is right. Make sure my AC is good.
Yeah. Give me your best Barack impression of what he said as he left his door at her dorm room.
Malia, one thing I gotta tell you, be careful, because these boys ain't loyal.
Make sure you keep you a nice joint near your bed just in case anything crazy happens and your nerves get bad.
I don't have one. Well, give us Michelle.
Give us Michelle, Gary.
Now, Malia, watch all these people around you now, honey, because everybody ain't your friend. Call
that's
me
the
if
realest.
You need me, baby. Honey, here to, put this right here in your phone, honey. 911.
All right, Shadow, check this out. Dancing with the Stars is returning for its 25th season.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Yup, it's coming back September 16th, so mark your calendars. Now, they're not going to announce the official cast until the 6th, but reports are saying the WWE wrestler Nikki Bella and both of the Property Brothers have already signed on the dotted line. Mm. But the rumors have been floating around saying that they're trying to get a bunch of people who have been fired or quit from the White House.
Okay.
Melissa McCarthy's alter go-to ego, Sean Spicer.
Wow.
Also, Anthony the Mooch Scaramucci, and even the former controversial White House advisor Steve Bannon.
Mm. Wow.
Well, if you guys are in for a Dish Nation exclusive, I got some news for you.
Oh, Lord.
We just caught up with Dancing with the Stars host Tom Bergeron and asked how he felt about all this and the likelihood of a former White House staffer joining the cast. And here's what he said.
My feeling is it'd be a lousy idea and there won't be any.
Why is that?
Why is it a lousy idea?
Lousy idea, and why won't there be any?
Well, I think there won't be any because there won't be any. But I think it would. I think right now what we need is a little break. I would like to be a weekly break from all of the agita that you're getting everywhere else. Yeah.
Yes. Come through, Ajina.
Okay.
All right for the new word. Yes. And I totally agree. I totally agree. We don't want to see any of them because we're sick of seeing them. Ajina.
I don't even want them to get those people.
Why?
I want them to get Melissa McCarthy playing those people
on
Dancing with the Stars.
That's funny.
I would totally watch it.
Okay, real talk. If all four of us got casted this season, which one of us would win?
You, Brad.
Probably me.
Really? You?
Yeah.
Then why'd you say you?
I think if 5 seasons of Dish Nation have showed you guys anything, I'm pretty great.
It shows that you have no rhythm.
Exactly.
I saw you try to do the Carlton.
I danced to the snare, man.
Well, y'all, moving on. Did you know that DJ Khaled has a fear of flying?
Really? No,
he didn't know that. Can you believe he's scared of flying?
They said he shouldn't fly, so he didn't.
You stupid.
Wow.
Well, apparently, y'all, he hasn't flown on a plane in over 10 years.
Really?
Which is crazy when you consider his line of work.
Yeah.
Right?
Like faraway places.
Yeah. Well, he said that he has turned down millions of dollars to perform in Dubai and turns down offers to perform in London nonstop.
Oh, wow.
Well, you guys, here's a message of hope for y'all out there with the same fear.
I haven't flown in 10 years. That's the only thing I had fear was flying. The sun made me overcome my fear of flying. I love it.
Aww. I don't like flying. That's why I drive.
Oh.
I do not like flying because I'm not in control.
So that's you too, then.
Yes, I do not like.
That's why you drive to Dallas 13 and 14 hours.
That's right.
Are you serious?
I mean, flying, I just feel like I'm not in control.
you know? Yeah. And people always say, well, if it's your time, you gonna go. But my preacher said, if it's the pilot's time, that means we all gotta go. All right, coming up is another Real Housewives couple calling it quits. We'll tell you why love is dead.
Oh.
Coming up after the break. Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Yay! Welcome back.
Yes. Well, it's being reported, y'all, that the Real Housewives of New Jersey's Teresa and Joe Giudice may be headed for divorce.
What?
Why?
Yeah, oh, they've been together so long.
They've been through so much.
Right.
Yeah, but let me tell y'all, honey, it's been almost a year and a half since Joe started serving his 41-month prison sentence. Okay. And according to a source close to the couple, Teresa is loving her independence.
Oh.
Now, they're saying, y'all, she's becoming used to being quite free while Joe is away at prison.
Oh.
Let me tell you something. Now, y'all know I'm all for women.
Okay.
But now, Teresa, you're a little wrong, girl.
Why, Gary?
Because Joe stood by her side, honey, when she went to the pen.
Yeah.
That's because he had to watch those kids and do all this stuff. He couldn't just leave those girls.
Good point, Brad.
Well, yeah, but still, poor Joe, honey. Now, they said you're kicking the dog when he's down.
Do y'all think that maybe they could be just setting us up for the storyline of next season?
Yeah, because we know some Real Housewives, honey. Some are not even here. You know, they got to go pick some storylines, so you never know.
Fire. Fire bun. Gary.
I mean, maybe I need a man for this season, honey, so let me go see where I could go today. Oh, you ain't coming to work? Oh, girl, I ain't coming to work. I'm going to look for a man. Oh.
Oh, my...
Professional dirtbag. All right, listen, as the national conversation about the removal of Confederate monuments continues, Top Chef Judge Tom Colicchio has made a major move to eliminate the racial connotation of one of his own restaurants.
Really?
What type move might that be?
Well, for those who don't know, Tom has a New York City restaurant called Fowler and Wells.
I know this.
You been there?
Yes.
How's the food?
It's good.
Cool.
It's actually good.
Did it taste racist?
What does racist taste like, you idiot?
So he named that restaurant after what he thought was to be a scientific institute that used the same building years ago.
Okay.
But back in January, he learned that the founders, Edward Fowler and Samuel Wells, subscribed to the idea of phrenology, which says the shape of a person's skull was an indicator of intelligence and mental function, and was often used as a justification for slavery and discrimination.
Oh, that is a lot of information to take in. So let me get this straight. He was already in the process of changing, like, this is something he wanted to do anyway?
Well, once he realized, like, what that whole science was about, he realized, oh, I've made a terrible mistake, and he decided he's going to change the name. So now he's going to change the name to Temple Court. He's actually already changed it. And this is going to cost him between $50,000 and
$100,000. Wow.
Yeah, but he is crazy.
Why?
There ain't no way in hell I spend no $50,000 to $100,000 to change the name of my restaurant. Because somebody just discovered that it has something to do with the skull shaping and slavery.
That's not crazy.
You know what?
In your heart of heart, if it's something that meant that much to you that you wanted to disassociate yourself with, I think you would, Gary.
I mean, it's all about, like, the overall tone, though. As long as they ain't serving chicken McN***, you know what I'm saying? Like,
that's not funny. All right? All right.
Why does this blackened salmon taste so oppressed?
All right, you know what? I'm going to jump over this console at you in a minute, all right? You keep it up. Ridiculous. Well, y'all, last night, women and black girls were celebrated for their excellence at Black Girls Rock 2017. Yeah. Honorees were civilian and celebrity community activists and visionaries, including Issa Rae, Solange, Yari Shahidi, and Roberta Flack. But the woman whose speech brought the house down was Congresswoman Auntie Maxine Waters.
Woo! We can do things that others have told us we can't do. I don't care how big you are. I don't care how high you think you are. If you come for me, I'm coming for you. Reclaiming my time.
Always love Maxine Waters from way back when, honey. When she speaks, she's just so profound.
Such power.
Power.
Ooh.
Somebody need to give her a watch deal. Yes.
Why?
Reclaim your time.
Oh, that's funny.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Swatch. Y'all get on that.
And then
Swatch.
Swatch. Swatch. Give her a Rolex.
Give her a Rolex, honey. Exactly. She deserves a Rolex.
You want to make it for the people.
Well, the people go get one, to put it on layaway.
Huh. All right, now, did Drake send a secret message to Rihanna with his socks?
What?
Yeah, his socks. All right, we'll find out next.
Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation, y'all. Hey. Oh, man, guess what?
What?
Drake still got it bad for Rihanna.
What makes you think that?
Girl, he posted a very sad-looking picture on his Instagram.
What
apparently while doing some day drinking wearing Rihanna socks. No, he didn't take her socks, Gary. You know Rihanna is selling, like, novelty socks now, and these are from that video that she had.
I did not know that.
Specifically, the yellow, red, black, and green dress that Riri wore in Work. You know, the one where she slowly grinded her hips
of
all
course.
Over Drake,
okay.
fueling
all right.
the rumors that they were on again.
I mean, they were, weren't they?
I don't know.
I think they tap into each other's well when they
Oh, nice choice of phrase.
Going,
yeah.
And then they get back to work.
Yeah.
Drake must have just saw those pictures from when she was in Barbados.
Ah.
Yes.
Because that would have put me in my feelings,
yes.
too.
Where she's, like, thicker and
yes.
stuff like that.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, those were good pictures. Well, Drake captioned the Instagram, trabajo, which means work in Spanish.
I'm offended.
Why are you offended?
I would have to look up trabajo until y'all told me.
Well, it's okay to Google sometimes.
Are you mad because we made you learn today?
Well, yeah, because I mean, I've been saying anything.
Drake made us learn.
So is it a sweet gesture to you guys, or is it kind of kinky or freaky?
Nah, it's not freaky. It's just, you know, it's cutesy, I suppose. And a bit pathetic at the same time.
This is probably the exact opposite of what everybody thinks this is. You see her with that other dude,
right.
and he's trying to get over her. So he was like, trabajo.
Yeah,
get
yeah.
Over it.
Oh, my
Got
God.
A point.
Take care.
Bye.
But anyway, baby, let me tell y'all something. It's safe to say that Drake might have to face some internet trolls, honey, for wearing those Rihanna socks.
Why,
honey?
Why?
Because, y'all, now we know, y'all, that where the nastiest trolls live, and it's in, Vermont.
I'm waiting for him to say something else. Are you serious?
What's
that
Vermont?
That sounded so random.
A company, y'all, analyzed 92 million comments over 16 months. And if you look at the map, y'all, where the color red turns almost burgundy
okay.
is where the meanest trolls live. Vermont has the highest amount of mean internet trolls.
Wow. Oh, I would never have guessed that.
Neither would I. I would never. Have you ever met anybody from Vermont?
No. Like, think of how many conversations you had and someone says, yes, I'm going to Vermont this weekend.
I don't hardly have those conversations.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No one ever goes to visit anybody. You live your whole life by looking at people on the internet.
You don't get excited like, whoa, I'm going to Vermont, y'all. Oh, my God.
Yes. They also discovered, y'all, the time of day, honey, that the most mean comments pop up, y'all. And it's guess what time?
What time?
3 a.m. in the morning.
In the morning?
You know what, we sleeping.
You're getting sleepy around 3 in the morning.
Exactly.
And you're grumpy and groggy.
Yep.
They probably spend a lot of time hating on New York and New Hampshire.
Yeah.
These other places are new and you're just Vermont.
Right.
All right, so remember, if you want to hear the whole show and not look at our faces, we got a podcast, too. Go to iTunes and download Dish Nation. Stay connected.
And if you do want to see Los Angeles's faces in a minute, they've got a wild story about John and Kate plus hate. Want to know why the cops got involved? Stay tuned.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Well, it's been a long time since we talked about John and Kate plus eight. But they were irate. It happened in Pennsylvania. Now, you know that they both have shared custody of all their kids. One of them had a dentist appointment, and they both went to get the kid and had such a knockdown, drag-out fight that the cops had to be called to the scene because they couldn't decide on who was going to take the kid home. Well, John actually did take the kid home after the entire argument. The cops said, "We'll let a judge handle it. You take it up with him," and John took the kid home. Wasn't that story great?
Aren't you late for something?
Maybe this was the kid's plan all along to maybe make some sort of mix-up so that John and Kate are both there at the same time. Oh, my God. Maybe we could get back together. John and Kate plus Colgate.
Heidi Hamilton, I hate.
Wardrobe provided by Robert Grant. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.